Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I am the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. In week 31, ATX total return performed bottom line unchanged, losing 8 points to 6,381.66. I have to say thank you to Mariella Schurz. She is the managing director of BNC Holding, the big shareholder in Lansing, Amag and Semperit. She called us the pioneers of finance news in Austria. Thanks for that, Mariella. Lansing went 3.14% up and was one of the best stocks this week. News came from Erste Group, RHI Magnesita, AT&S, Vienna Airport, RBI, Lansing, Kontron, Voestalpine, CIMO, and Clean Energy. Spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 31, Monday. Erste Group Bank AG reported an operating result of €1.86 billion in the first half of 2022, up 10.3% year-on-year. The net result attributable to owners of the parent rose to €1,137.0 million from €918.0 million on the back of the strong operating result and the net release of provisions. Net interest income increased by 15.9% to €2.84 billion on the back of continued solid loan volume growth, especially in the corporate segment and for mortgage loans, as well as further interest rate increases in Czechia, Hungary and Romania. Net fee and commission income increased by 10.5% year-on-year to €1.21 billion. The banking group generated a net profit of €1.14 billion in the first 6 months of 2022, H1 2021, €918 million. Erste Group strategy focuses on the financial health of its customers. A first part of this approach involves a broadly based initiative to create affordable housing in the region. By 2030, the group plans to finance a total of up to 15,000 apartments in the subsidized affordable segment and see. The geopolitical situation and high inflation are clouding the outlook in Europe. Nevertheless, the economies in the eastern part of the EU have so far shown resilience, with comparably solid public finances, an unbroken willingness to invest on the part of companies, as well as a labor market development that remains so far and consumer confidence that continues to be positive, said Willy Cernko, CEO of Erste Group Bank AG. RHI Magnesita, global supplier of high-grade refractory products, systems and solutions, announced its unaudited results for the 6 months ended June 30, 2022. Revenue increased 33% to €1,594 million. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 47% to €188 million. Commenting on the results, Chief Executive Officer Stefan Borges said, "In the first half of 2022 we further demonstrated the benefits of prioritizing customer deliveries in an environment of continued supply chain volatility. Our investment in inventories to ensure our customers remain supplied with essential refractories has underlined the importance of supply reliability and has enabled us to simultaneously increase prices and gain market share. Following major investments in our production network, SG&A reduction and progress on our sales strategies, the group is in a strong position to maintain its leadership position in the refractory industry and to navigate future challenges." Valneva, a specialty vaccine company, today confirmed the signing of the amendment to its advance purchase agreement, APA, with the European Commission, EC, following expiration of the member state's opt-out period, as announced by the company on July 20, 2022. Under this amendment, the member state's purchases of Law 2001, Valneva's inactivated whole virus COVID-19 vaccine, consist of 1.25 million doses of Law 2001 in 2022, with the option to purchase an equivalent quantity later this year for delivery in 2022. The company expects to deliver the first vaccine doses to participating EU member states, Germany, Austria, Denmark, Finland and Bulgaria in the coming weeks. Tuesday, at an S Adenes, manufacturer of high-end printed circuit boards and IC substrates, continued its growth course unabated in the first quarter of the financial year 2022-23. Consolidated revenue improved by 58% to €503 million in the first quarter of the financial year 2022-23. EBIT rose to €73 million. Profit for the period soared from €-5 million to €96 million. CEO Andreas Gerstenmayer says, "We are on track to meet our short and medium-term targets, both in strategic and in operational terms. We are aiming for revenue of roughly €2.2 billion in the financial year 2022-23, with an adjusted EBITDA margin of 27-30%. If the build-up of additional production capacity in Chongqing, Kulim and Liaobin continues as planned, we will generate revenue of €3.5 billion already in the financial year 2025-26, with an EBITDA margin of 27-32%. Gerstenmayer comments on the further development. Vienna Airport, based on the improved traffic development, the Flughafenwien Group, Vienna Airport now expects for 2022 revenue of around €670 million, previously €640 million, a positive EBITDA of at least around €290 million, previously €260 million, and a positive net result of at least €100 million, previously €80 million. Wednesday, Lenzing. The fibers producer Lenzing Group's revenue grew by 25.2% year-on-year to reach €1.29 billion in the first half of 2022, primarily due to higher fiber prices. The earnings trend mainly reflects the cost trend in global energy and raw material markets, which affected the whole of manufacturing industry. Energy, raw materials and logistics costs rose sharply once again in the reporting period, after cost pressure had already risen steadily throughout the 2021 financial year. As a consequence, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, decreased by 13.3% year-on-year to €188.9 million. Net profit for the period decreased by 24.8% to €72.3 million. RBI, Raiffeisen and International Bank's first half net interest income, NII, rose 46% year-over-year to €2.20 billion and at a strong customer loan growth and rising interest rates. Net fee and commission income, NFCI, grew 73.3% to €1.57 billion, driven by high client activity in the group's foreign currency business, primarily in the spot foreign exchange business in Russia, RBI said. This development was due to both the geopolitical situation and the measures taken by the Russian central bank to restrict foreign exchange, the bank said. First half operating income rose 62.8% year-over-year to €4.15 billion, driven by strong growth of both NII and NFCI. RBI's consolidated profit for the period increased roughly 180% to €1.71 billion. Helped by the sale of subsidiary Raiffeisen Bank, Bulgaria to KBC Bank NV earlier this year, which contributed €453 million to group earnings. In 2022, RBI expects to achieve NII of €4.3 billion to €4.7 billion and NFCI of at least €2.7 billion. Thursday, voestalpine. Demand for the high-quality products of the steel and technology group voestalpine in first quarter of the business year was positive in all segments despite the difficult environment. Revenue rose year-over-year by 37.7%, to €4.6 billion in Q1 2022-23. EBITDA soared by 68.5% to €879 million. EBIT more than doubled, from €332 million in Q1 2021-22 to €693 million in Q1 2022-23. Voestalpine delivered extraordinarily strong results in its first business quarter. We are, however, aware of the potential risks that we may face due to the uncertainty of economic developments in the second half of calendar year 2022 and have prepared well for them, says Herbert Ebensteiner, CEO of Voestalpine AG. Kontron Technology Group. Kontron AG was able to increase revenues by 10.0% to €660.7 million in the first half of 2022. Organic growth was as high as 10.4% after the partial withdrawal from Russia. EBITDA increased to €62.6 million, PY, €58.3 million, already close to the current target for the EBITDA margin of 10%. Net profit increased by 23.0% up to euro 12.8 million in the second quarter. PY, euro 10.4 million. Hannes Niederhauser, CEO Kontron AG, our order situation remains very good and the growth prospects in the IoT sector excellent. This makes me optimistic that we will achieve our set goals. Without accounting for the planned sale of the IT services division, we still expect 12% organic growth to euro 1,500 million revenue in 2022, despite ongoing problems in the supply chains. Following the sale of the IT services division, we plan to replace the lost revenue with IoT revenues and expect revenues to increase to euro 2,000 million by 2025 with a significantly higher EBITDA margin target of 13%. Erste Group, Andreas Bearworth, the CEO of Deutsche Telekom's Austrian subsidiary Magenta Telekom, will move to Erste Group as of October 1, 2022. In a first step, Bearworth will assume responsibility for the retail banking business together with Erste Group CEO Willy Cernko. It is planned that after a familiarization period of several months and following the fit and proper assessment established by regulatory requirements, Andreas Bearworth will be appointed to Erste Group's management board as chief retail officer. In this role, Bearworth will be responsible for managing the retail agendas of the entire banking group. Friday, CAMO, the management board of Austrian-based real estate company CAMO Berlin has decided to enter into exclusive due diligence and negotiations based on a memorandum of understanding, MO, in relation to the sale of the Romanian platform. The outcome of this process is still uncertain, the company underlines. Clean Energy, Austrian Clean Energy AG secured the contract to build photovoltaic power plants with a total capacity of around 12 megawatts in Germany. A total of 3 solar landfills are being built in the district of Zwickau in the federal state of Saxony. The order volume for the first construction phase is around 6 million euros and will increase over the course of the year, the company stated. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.